Are you thinking about starting a business? Does your business need a loan or investors? Are you ready to grow and succeed? Then you need to call Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. Call Sterling Rose Consulting Corp at 470-238-9097 for more information or to schedule your free business consultation.
Welcome to today's show, Strategic Insights Radio, brought to you by Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. Sterling Rose Consulting Corp is a full-service business consulting firm with three divisions: business consulting, marketing consulting, and strategic business technology consulting. Today, we're honored to have both the founder and CEO of Sterling Rose Consulting Corp, Jennifer Roos, and the vice president of strategic technology as well as co-host of Strategic Insights Radio, David Wilkins. Jennifer has a long career working for both corporations and as an entrepreneur. She began her career after college in the 90s in market intelligence, business operations, and management for companies such as Mid-America Research, Fact and Focus, Lucent Technologies, Kyocera Wireless. Did I pronounce that right? No, how's that pronounced?
Kyocera.
Kyocera Wireless, ARS Current Analysis, and WebSense Software Solutions before starting her first company in 2004. She has since been a business consultant and now founder and CEO of Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. Meanwhile, David Wilkins comes to Sterling Rose Consulting Corp from a long and distinguished business and entrepreneurial career, working with companies such as Whitridge Associates, IBM, EY, PricewaterhouseCoopers, and many more. David is now the Senior Vice President and head of the newest division within Sterling Rose Consulting Corp, the Strategic Technology Consulting Division. Today's Strategic Insights Radio broadcast is going to be about the entrepreneurship versus corporate life and about the struggles of owning your very own business, both on a professional and personal level.
Thank you, Mike. And thank you, Jennifer, for being here. It's always nice to be able to interview the owner of the company.
My pleasure.
First of all, Jennifer, thank you for being on the show. I know for a long time you really have stayed behind the scenes at Sterling Rose, so it's nice to get you back into the forefront. So we really want to talk to you about your involvement and tell me a little bit about Sterling Rose and how you got the company started and where you want to go from there.
Well, Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. is actually a labor of love. It was a company that my husband and I started together. It's really my company, but about 3 years ago on Valentine's Day, we were sitting down and deciding on what we wanted to do to kind of complement each other. And that's where Sterling Rose Consulting Corp came from. So the name is actually from my husband. He named it after my favorite flower, which is an actual Sterling Rose. And the colors and theme of the company, which is that purple, lavender, and silver look to all of our branding, is the actual color of the rose. So in a way, it was a combination of two people who were in love with each other, who actually created a company that represented something that we love to do, which is help businesses and help small businesses and entrepreneurs get off the ground and grow.
Well, you know, one of the things that I understand about Sterling, the actual rose, the Sterling Rose, is it's a challenging rose to grow and all that. And I suspect that there's some crossover in terms of from a business perspective as well.
Yeah, actually, the Sterling Rose is very hard to come by these days. It is almost endangered because it's very, very, it's one of the hardest roses to actually grow. And yeah, in a lot of ways, that's how entrepreneurship is as a whole, because it's a struggle. You know, everyone says entrepreneurship, what a great idea. It's the perfect thing to get into. And you know, you work your own hours. You don't have a boss anymore. Well, that's because everybody's your boss now. And you work every hour.
That's very true.
You're no longer, you know, just in there to do your job. You're there to do every job. That's entrepreneurship. You are the janitor to the CEO on any given moment. You're the end all. I mean, if something goes wrong, you're the person they go to. If something goes right, you're the person they go to, and everything in between. So it's one of those things where entrepreneurship, as great as it is, and I love it, and I am a true entrepreneur, I enjoy the roller coaster ride of it. But it's just that. It is a roller coaster ride.
I couldn't agree more. And I suspect everybody out there who is listening, who is an entrepreneur, is probably shaking their head and saying, what? Well, I guess I could do this, but what are we doing now? You know, so.
You definitely can't be risk adverse.
No. No. You definitely have to be able to live with living on the edge, as it were.
Yeah, it's probably one of the riskiest ventures out there, right? Because you're putting your heart and soul into what you do. You have to love it. Because at the end of the day, you are going to risk everything to make it work. And you have to risk everything to make it work. You have to be committed to it, truly committed to that project, to that business. Because the reality of it is going to take a lot of your time. It's going to have a lot of risk involved. It's going to have a lot of ups and downs. And there's not a lot of security to it.
No,
and until you build it out at the very beginning, there's very little security.
That's right. Well, you know, one of the things that you have, you know, been really behind the scenes for the greater part of the life of Sterling Rose. And what was the rationale for that?
Honestly, about 7 weeks after I was married, I became ill. So we had just started this business. We started it prior to my husband and I getting married. And I ended up finding out that I had cancer. The rationale behind being out of the scenes was that I couldn't be there for the client if they needed me on a one-on-one basis. I couldn't be that face of the company because I couldn't take a call. I might be in a treatment or I was in the hospital. I was still behind the scenes. I was working the branding. I was building the business, but I needed that person out front and those people, which I have an amazing staff, you included. I have an absolutely amazing staff on board that most of which have been with us since the very beginning. They have supported this company and helped get to where it is in working with a lot of the personal adversity that we had too, which was the fact that I got sick and was very sick for a long time. And now what makes it really nice is about 7 weeks ago, found out I was in remission.
Which was great news.
It was fantastic news. And it gave me the opportunity to make a decision and my husband to make a decision that this was time for me to come out of the shadows and actually be the face again of the company.
Well, and that's great because that's, with all the work that you have done behind the scenes to make Sterling Rose what it is, and the successes and the rewards that have come as a result of it, it's great considering what you had to go through with all the cancer and the treatments and all that.
Well, I mean, just like any other entrepreneur out there, right? We all have we have a personal life. We have lives, and lives are not perfect in any way, shape, or form. And because you become an entrepreneur and you have your own business, it doesn't mean your life is going to work out at the same time as you trying to build this thing.
Oh, no.
And there are always things that are going to come up. Unfortunately, mine happened to be illness, but that's a normal part of life. I mean, I had, you know, family that got sick. I got sick. But people have all different kinds of issues. They have children. They've got to meet certain obligations for parents, for children, for life, for relationships. It's just one of those things. And you have to be able to figure out how to balance those and still put your time and energy into building this, which is a huge commitment in itself. And the best way to describe your business, right, when you start it as an entrepreneur, is it becomes your baby.
Yes.
You build it as if you're giving birth to this thing. You grow it and you watch it grow and you help it grow. And you hope it doesn't fall down. And if it does, you try to pick it up, brush it off, and help it get past its next hurdle. It's the same thing with, you've got to kind of give yourself that time though. And as much as it is that commitment, you still have to give that commitment to your life too. So it's that balance that's so hard for an entrepreneur once you get into it to figure out where that balance lies.
Well, you know, that's a really good point because I think a lot of people miss and forget about that whole concept of work-life balance, whether it's entrepreneur or whatever career you've chosen. And it's a trick. And what are some of the techniques that you've found that work for you?
Well, one thing is that I really do set hours to my company now, as much as I don't take calls before 8 o'clock in the morning and I don't take calls after 8 p.m. on Monday through Friday. On weekends only on occasion if it's something that's scheduled specifically for that day and it has to be by request. I make sure that I set boundaries on as much as I could be working all night, but that's my own choice type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I make sure that it's not in a customer-facing situation, that I really limit those hours to that. I also block off time in the day to make sure that I go to the gym. As funny as it may sound, I actually build my personal life into my work schedule, right? So listed on my schedule, I'll actually block off an hour here so that I can take it off for it. So I know I take off for lunch, or an hour that I know I go to the gym. So that it's things that I know that I'm not going to schedule anything else for. And it gives me that time for myself and for my family.
Yeah, and which is actually one of the advantages of being an entrepreneur, because you do have that ability to control your schedule more so than you might if you're working for somebody else, but just recognizing that there's only 24 hours in a day.
And also, I mean, I really do have such a great staff. What made it easy for me to have that a better life work balance is because I've got that great support in place.
Yes, exactly. Well, let's dive into a little bit more into the details of Sterling Rose. I mean, what's the driving forces and where do you see it going?
So Sterling Rose Consulting, as I said, we built it out of a labor of love to help other business owners and people who are thinking about becoming business owners to create a business, to grow a business, and to actually sustain that growth. So when I devised the company, we built it into what we thought were the main components of what a company actually needed. That's why we're a full service business consulting firm. So the first area of it is that business planning side. Inside there, we start from the very beginning of it, feasibility, the cash flow analysis, the projections of the company, but also looking at the business plan itself. How does the company actually, how is it structured? How should it be structured? How should it grow? And what risks are possibly there, right, for the business? Then taking that, we also have business consulting on top of that, which allows us to go ongoing with the client and go through and talk about those risks and how to mitigate those risks as they continue to grow. Because at every stage of a business, there are different issues that may occur. From the inception of the company to what happens if you're growing too fast, what happens with personnel once you bring them on, at what point should you bring them on? I mean, these are all things that you need to talk about and you need to understand where and how to functionally do that without hurting your business. So that's how that first division works. Our second division is that next step, right? It's that marketing. Now in the marketing, we set, again, start with the plan, a strategic and tactical plan. Figure out what you need to actually make it grow. What steps to put in place to sustain that growth? Who should your customer be? What does that customer base really make up? I mean, who's the target market? How do you get to that target market properly? And all that's addressed in that strategic level, looking at everything from guerrilla marketing to investment, public relations, media relations, all the way to social media. So every avenue that makes sense for that particular type of business, and not all of them make sense for each one. And then we take it one step farther down, which is the tactical side. And we look at it on a day-to-day basis. What needs to happen to make it actually work? What's your return on investment? And at the end of the day, it's all about return on investment, right? Any marketing that you put out there, you need to know that you're going to get a value out of that.
Right.
And so that's where that particular division comes in. And then we have that strategic technology division, which is the newest division in it, in our business, but it is the right division to be brought in because here you look at the company on an operational standpoint. Do the accounting systems work? Do the procedures and operations on a technical standpoint work? We are a technical society. Everything is based on technology.
An understatement.
This form and this medium of marketing, Business Radio X, this is technology at its best. What technology works? How does it integrate together? And what makes sense? And is it the right technology being used for your organization? Is it implemented right? Are these the right vendors for you? Are you missing components? Are you not missing? Do you have things that just are not working together? And that's where we come in and we look at those different pieces and make sure that operationally you're making the right choices to further your business. Because again, you want to have that baseline and that that infrastructure in place that will allow you to grow properly and continue to grow, not put you in a position where you get halted and are unable to grow any farther. So that's where that came out. So those are the three divisions. Moving forward for Sterling Rose Consulting, and we intend to continue to grow each of those divisions out and intend to continue to grow our employee base as well. But we also are going to be launching a licensing program this next year. So we will be licensing our company and our brand to other consultants across the world who are either recently leaving a company for whatever reason. They're just at a point where they can't go any higher, or they're almost at retirement and they're looking for a consulting type of a relationship, or they want to start their own business, but yet don't want have that knowledge or capability or want to set up all the infrastructure to start the branding process. But they fit within our belief structure and also fit within the way that we structure our business to help us to continue to help other businesses grow.
Okay, great. So how was it working with your husband in these first 3 years? Because I know that for a lot of people, that's, you know, you hear all sorts of different stories that, you know, working with family sometimes is a great thing. Sometimes it can be a challenge.
It's both. My husband, he has other companies and other obligations as well as what he was doing with Sterling Rose. During the period of time that I was ill, my husband, I give him a great deal of credit for what he went through on an emotional level and a professional level and a personal level. He stepped up and took over and became that face of the business while also having to deal with everything that was going on in our personal life. He slept on the couch in the hospital with his laptop on him, working through the issues and the growing pains of Sterling Rose while dealing with my doctors and myself. After those times and when I was going through different rehabs and inside the house, and even when we were working together in public, one thing that does happen a lot is because any business that you have becomes slightly all-consuming at times, your conversation then shifts to always talking about your business.
Right.
So you've got to mentally tell yourself, okay, let's talk about anything else, even if it's the weather. Like, you just stop yourself and you really have to get into other conversations that are about each other. And one of the things that we also have been careful about is at one point we decided we needed to get away every couple of months, just the two of us, away from everybody and everything, and shut off our cell phones. So no computers, no cell phones, just us. So you need to escape from your business a little bit and spend time with your significant other outside of the business, even when you're working within the business. It actually was a lot of fun working with my husband, to be really honest. I did enjoy it quite a bit. It was nice spending that time with him.
And I suspect there are a lot, because I know I'm sure everybody goes through this. You know, you're early on, early on, even the first few years. But that whole concept of taking time away from the business, you know, you think you can't do that, but in reality, you really have to.
You do. Yeah, I mean, especially when you're first growing it, because there's just so many variables into starting a business, and there's a lot of fear and a lot of risk. If you're not there, is the company going to fall apart? If you're not selling, you're not going to make any money. You know, if you're not completing something, what's going to happen? All those things exist throughout the entire life cycle of the business. It's never going to change. It's just a bigger fear at the beginning because you don't have the support. Mm-hmm. You usually don't have the financial support. You usually don't have the personnel support. So it becomes even a bigger fear. And it's, of course, it's your baby again. You don't want it to fail. So you put everything into it. The only issue is that you really need to step away every once in a while. As an entrepreneur, one of the best things I can tell you is that once it becomes to the point where it almost feels like it's all consuming, that's when you know you need to step away, because your perspective is going to be skewed. And you're not going to make good decisions because you are at a point where you're actually going to become too stressed out about your business. And you're going to start working on the business rather than supporting the business.
Now, working in the business as opposed to on the business.
Correct. And that's the big issue. If you get locked into working in your business, you aren't there growing your business and sustaining it. You will get locked into the one task, and it's not going to help you. And it's not going to help keep your business going.
Which leads to the question. So, you know, as the entrepreneurs listening in, you know, how can Sterling Rose help them address some of those particular issues and challenges?
Well, different ways, right? So one of the things I said on the business. Okay. So first thing, not as an entrepreneur, you know, you can't do everything.
Wait a minute. That's the whole idea. You're supposed to be able to do everything.
No. You are an expert in what you came to the table with. Know where your limitations are. And there are limitations to all of us. Some people come in here and they are great at being digital radio or radio guys, right? They're great at technology or they're great at accounting, but they're not great at all of those things at once.
Yeah, you never find a great marketer who's also a great accountant.
No, usually not. If you do, I'm sure they're out there.
There probably are
out there, but it's far few and far between. If there are tasks that actually take so much time that you're not growing your business and you are spending it on that task. So in my case, I can tell you right now, I am not a good accountant, right? I outsource accounting, or in my case, it's internal to our company because we have great accountants on board, but it's not something I specialize in. So it is something I found someone who I could hire and or outsource to actually support that role, because it was more cost effective for me to do that than me to figure out how to do it and possibly do it wrong and hurt my business.
Right.
So the first thing I want to tell an entrepreneur is look at what you are good at and figure out the things that take a lot of time or you're not sure about that could have a serious impact on your company. It may be an initial cost that you weren't expecting, but trust me, it will save you so much money and time in the long run, which will help to bring more money into your business. So some of those administrative tasks, definitely look to outsource those, right? That's one of the things that we can help you with. We can actually help you determine what things you shouldn't be focusing on a business planning standpoint. We also have people within our industry and even vendors that we know and partners that we deal with, which we could help you either internally, we can take on some of those roles for you, but we can also support you by providing you a list of potentially other companies that you can utilize that would partner well with you and you can talk to and get those expertise from different people. Because that bringing that expertise is a huge part. Again, another part is, of course, we can help you with that marketing. We can help you with that technology. So there are all different ways that Sterling Rose can help you. And more than anything, we're here to support you at like a soundboard. We're consultants too. We've been through this. We've been through the corporate side, but we've also been through the ups and downs of being entrepreneurs and building businesses.
Yeah. Speaking of that, you know, what are some of the biggest challenges over the last 3 years? Obviously, health was a major one, but from the business perspective, you know, what are some of those big challenges that we had to overcome?
We had so one of our biggest challenges is we grew too fast. So that in itself is a challenge. A lot of times companies say, well, I didn't have enough clients. I didn't have, you know, well, our issue was that we had too many clients and we didn't have the support to be able to meet that the client's need. So we had, and with the way that we do business and the caliber and level that we bring in our staff, it takes a good year and a half for us to train each person before they become full-time within our organization. So it is a long training process. So we had the issue of splitting our time between this huge, long investment into our personnel and also servicing the client. So it became a real time drain on the management of the company to be able to service that properly. That was one of our biggest issues. Of course, another issue is when you grow that fast, it's being able to sustain that growth monetarily.
Right.
Right. Mm. So you've grown that fast, you have these clients, but they haven't paid yet. So it's being able to service and figure out how to get the money and how to support that growth monetarily while you're waiting to get paid by that client.
Right. Cash flow is, cash flow is always a challenge for any startup business.
So cash flow was one of our issues that we came into it. Another was deciding on who our client really was. So because we have such a broad offering that we provide as a business, the way we have to do marketing is quite unique for a company because we have to be both targeted and broad at exactly the same time. And it's not uncommon for a lot of companies. It is just the way it is. But when you do that, it also, there's a lot of marketing dollars that have to be split. And it has to be really careful how we do our, and what return on investment on each thing that we do on our marketing side of our business. So it was making those decisions. And very honestly, that first year, it's, you never know what's going to work or what's not. You hope, and you do your research, and you A-B test as best as you can, but at the end of the day, until it's actually done, you have no idea if it's going to work fully or not. And some did, a lot did, and I'm very, very happy with how it went through. But one of the things I will tell any entrepreneur is whatever plan you put in place, it's a living and breathing plan. It is going to change. And we have changed. We've honed in on the skills within our organization. We have honed in on our offerings that we provide to our clients based on both the client needs, but also our expertise and what makes sense for our business going forward. And things have changed, which includes everything from recreating collateral to recreating procedures within the organization, putting new operational procedures in place to make sure that we sustain our growth too.
All right. So the moral for those entrepreneurs out there is don't let yourself get too locked into one way of doing things, because the reality is it probably will change and you've got to be flexible to recognize when change is needed.
Oh, it's not. It's a given.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just a question. It's a given. There are very few things out there in entrepreneurship that do not morph into something else, or at least in some aspect of it. So it's always going to be moving. And it has to. I mean, times change, things change, ideas change. You need to be able to move and change with those times.
From a client perspective, what is, you know, the question always comes up, is there an ideal client or a particular type of client that's good? You know, for these entrepreneurs out there who may be interested, you know, they may be thinking, is this something Sterling Rose can help us with?
Ironically, the best client for us is one that is open to new ideas. Okay, I know that some people say the best client is the healthcare industry or the machinist industry or this vertical or that particular industry or that particular level within a business. That's not the case for us, right? Anybody within the organization that has any kind of decision-making capability is the perfect fit as far as the role that they're in, right? Whether they're the dog walker who came up with a great idea to start their own little shop, or the major head of a management division that's going in front of their board, or someone who's looking for an immigration visa plan. Right? Mm-hmm. But our ideal client is one that is open to maybe some really unique ideas that we can bring to the table, because again, we're a company that's looking from the outside in. So we can give different perspectives that might not make sense sometimes, but actually have that potential to really work and take you to the next level. So our ideal client is, again, one that really wants to grow their business, wants to learn, wants to talk about what the options are out there for them.
And really take advantage of the unique capabilities that they may have and think outside that box and come up with unique ways to differentiate. Great. Well, we are, you know, we could be going on for quite a while, and we have, just barely scratch the surface, but I think this has been a great time. Any parting thoughts that you might have? Because we can always do this again. But
I think the biggest one is that don't be afraid of failure. As an entrepreneur, you're not going to win everything. You're not going to succeed at everything. And if something doesn't work out, maybe there was a reason for that, and there's a different direction that needs to happen. So take it as a learning. Always take everything, good or bad, as a learning experience as an entrepreneur. Because again, not everything is going to work out, but when it does, it's an amazing experience.
Well, that's great advice. So with that, I want to thank you, Jennifer, for this half hour. Back to you, Mike.
I will add that you will learn more from your failures than you will from your success.
I agree.
That has been my past. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, and thank you so much, Dave. This was Strategic Insights Radio discussing entrepreneurship versus corporate life and what it means to be a business owner. For more information about Sterling Rose Consulting Corp or the Strategic Technology Consulting Division of Sterling Rose Consulting Corp, contact Sterling Rose Consulting Corp at 470-202-8659. That's 470-202-8659, or visit SterlingRoseConsultingCorp.com.